You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can also read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And I am flying solo today as my partner David Walker is taking the episode off, but we got a few great things to talk about. We're going to talk about a great quarterback matchup between a couple former Sooners that'll take place in the 2021 NFL season. We're going to talk a little bit about Austin Reeves' decision to go to the NBA, and we'll talk about where Lincoln Riley ranks among college football coaches as The Athletic ranked them. So first of all, let's get into Austin Reeves. Let's talk about his decision to go into the NBA draft. That kind of broke just after we recorded yesterday's episode. And it's not all that surprising. As we talked with Josh Calloway from the Sooners Wire yesterday, he broke it down in really great terms. I mean, Austin Reeves is going to be 23 this season. I think he'll turn 24 sometime next year before the NBA draft. And that is getting pretty old. You know, as Calloway mentioned in the show, you know, most of those guys that are entering the NBA draft, they're 18, 19, 20 year olds. And now he's much more seasoned as a college player. But a lot of the times these teams are looking for these guys who have shown as much as Austin Reeves has shown, and yet are young enough to still have quite a bit of upside physically and mentally and in their game. And so, you know, Austin Reeves' decision to move on is probably the right one. With the coaching change, it's uncertain exactly what kind of style they'll want to play, where they'll want to play Austin Reeves in the 2021-2022 season. Now, as Calloway mentioned, you know, Reeves can go into the NBA draft, go through the draft combine, things of that nature, and decide after at that point, you know, if he goes undrafted, he could still return to school. That's not out of the question. But I think that somebody would take a chance on Reeves at some point in the second round. I think he's a player that has a lot of upside. You know, I think a lot of times we look at maybe his lack of athleticism, lack of quickness, lack of speed, and maybe the potential that he won't be able to hold up defensively at the next level. But you look at a guy like a Luka Doncic. Now, the size difference is definitely noticeable, but Luka's not a great athlete, and he's not the quickest guy off the dribble, but he's a very skilled dribbler. He's great at getting into the paint. He's great at finishing, and he's a good distributor. All things that Austin Reeves are really good at. Now, I'm not going to say that Austin Reeves is Luka Doncic, but Reeves has a game that can translate to the NBA, especially if you look at him as even just a spot up 3-point shooter, which he did very, very well at Wichita State. I mean, he wasn't as good of a shooter as when he was playing the point guard position. But if you ask him to be kind of the wing three and play, you know, a shooting guard or a small forward spot, then I think he can be a very effective shooter for you in certain lineups. I mean, we're in a world where JJ Redick has been able to make a living in the NBA because of his 3-point shooting ability. So I think Austin Reeves can find a way to find a home in the NBA. I don't think it's completely out of the question for him to land on an NBA roster because, again, he does the things that you need a point guard to be able to do. And that's dribble, penetrate, run a pick and roll, get into the paint, finish around the basket. And we know his proclivity for drawing fouls, and he's able to get to the free throw line, and he shoots pretty good free throws as well. You add that into his free 3-point shooting ability. And I think it's not out of the question for him to find his way onto an NBA roster at some point in his career, because of his adept ball handling and his ability to run an offense. It's hard to find guys that have enough experience and can run an offense as well as he ran it for the Oklahoma Sooners. I mean, we know what the Oklahoma Sooners team was, and most of the country knew what it was. And yet Austin Reeves still found a way to be very effective, very efficient, and make plays while maintaining, you know, controlling the ball, controlling the offense. And a lot of times it was him, you know, nobody else was hitting shots. And so Austin Reeves was having to make things happen on his own. And anytime that you're having to play solo basketball like that, it only aids the defense. The defense knows what's coming and they're going to be able to stop you a little bit easier. So Austin Reaves' ability to get into the paint as frequently and seemingly at will, I think that's something that translates very well to the NBA. And I think, you know, obviously it remains to be seen, how does he test athletically at the combine? You know, how does he do in interviews and meetings with other teams? It'll remain to be seen. And again, I think he's probably somewhere mid to late second round. I think somebody that sees his potential as, you know, a secondary, you know, point guard, a backup point guard, maybe a backup shooting guard for him that can, you know, that can shoot some threes, that can get into the lane. I think that's something that teams are going to value a little bit because, again, you got to have guys that can handle the basketball, get into the paint, and that can shoot threes. And Austin Reaves can do all those things. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll definitely have it covered. We'll keep eyes on what's going on with Austin Reaves, his draft stock. But coming up next, we're going to talk about, where does Lincoln Riley rank amongst college football coaches heading into the 2021 season as ranked by Bruce Feldman of The Athletic? But before we do that, let me talk to you about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts at a storefront auto parts store when you can go to Rock Auto and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. I also want to talk to you a little bit about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that's been in the business for 35 years. Located in Moore, Oklahoma, they can get to you anywhere in the great state of Oklahoma. Are you out in Enid, way out west in Ada? Are you down south in Durant or Beaver's Bend and you need an above ground pool or a hot tub? Well, contact the people at countryleisuremfg.com. Or you can contact them at 405-799-7745. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would I want to get into an above ground pool? Well, it's the quickest and least expensive way into pool ownership. They can get you set up in one day in most cases. And if you go to their website, you'll see that these aren't just your, you know, your old school above ground pools. These things are nice. They will have your backyard looking great. Now is the time, with summer just around the corner, to create a backyard oasis for your family, for your friends. Get everybody outside, get the grill going, get your hydrotherapy in, and own your stress relaxation. Own your stress reduction. Get into a better physical state and find a way through hydrotherapy. Again, the people at countryleisure.com, at Country Leisure, can get you set up. They can get you installed in a day in most cases. And now is the time, with summer just around the corner, to get into pool ownership. So again, go to countryleisuremfg.com or call or text at 405-799-7745. Again, located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, you can call or text at 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. And get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And now we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about Lincoln Riley, NCAA coaches, where they stack up in the NCAA, in college football, as ranked by Bruce Feldman of The Athletic. Back on March 23rd, he put out his top 25 coaches in the country. And yeah, I mean, there's no surprise about who's at the top. You know, you got Nick Saban, number one, of course, you know, 7 national titles, 6 championships in the past 12 years. I mean, he says it best. No one has ever dominated major college football like this. And I think it's true. I mean, he's done something that college football programs would dream to have half of his success. I mean, if you're a college football coach and you've had three national titles, you would be loving life right now. I mean, if you're Oklahoma, you'd be happy for one. It's been so long at this point. But yeah, so Nick Saban comes in at number one. No complaints there. No question. Number one, again, on Bruce Feldman's top 25 coaches of heading into 2021. And then you've got Dabo Swinney coming in at number two. Again, not really much complaint right there. You know, Dabo, you know, has got two national titles, six top four finishes in the past 6 years. And I think you'd have a hard time finding anybody that would argue against Saban and Sweeney, being the top two coaches in college football. I don't think there's any debate there. I think it's going to be a long time before somebody's able to knock off number one or number two in these kind of rankings, because they've just done so much and had such a long tenure of success, the two of them, that it's going to take somebody matching that success and surpassing it, and probably one of those two coaches having a drop off. And with both of their teams having quarterbacks moving on to the NFL, it's possible that both could experience a drop off, but I highly doubt it. They've been too good for too long, even with turnover, to expect them to fall as football programs outside of the top 10. And now this is where I have a bit of a problem. Okay, let's just talk about Lincoln Riley. He's number four on this list. And when they did these rankings back in 2020, he ranked number five. And okay, I get it. Lincoln Riley, great. Congrats, you're top five coach in college football. But I have a real big problem with who they rank at number three. And that's Brian Kelly for Notre Dame. Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, they're putting above Lincoln Riley. What? How? I don't understand this at all. So here's the rationale. He says, no, he hasn't led the Fighting Irish to a national title, but he's produced a bunch of really good teams and elevated the program. Since a 4-8 clunker in 2016, he's continued to evolve and coach the Irish to a 43-8 record. Okay, so he has a 43-8 record since 2016. Lincoln Riley's record is 45-8. His worst finish, number seven. So how are you ranking Lincoln Riley behind Brian Kelly? Brian Kelly had a 4-8 season for Notre Dame, for the Fighting Irish, this team that is supposedly a blue blood program, just five short years ago had a 4-8 season. Lincoln Riley's worst season at Oklahoma was number seven in the country. Somebody's going to have to explain to me why Lincoln Riley is a worse coach than Brian Kelly. I don't understand it. And again, Notre Dame is like the Texas of the North. They're a team that comes in every single year with so much hype because of what they did back in the 80s that they're overhyped. They're overthought of. Like, I don't think Notre Dame has done anything of significance aside from, beating Clemson last year without Trevor Lawrence and then getting mollywopped in the ACC title game that basically bullied them back to being an independent. And yet we're still considering Notre Dame to be this elite program, which they haven't ever really been. I mean, it's been years, it's been decades since they've been an elite college football program. And yet we continually, every year, we rank them in the top five, preseason top five, preseason top 10, and expect that they're going to be this national title contender, and they fall flat and they disappoint. Now, yes, Oklahoma has disappointed in the college football playoff. I will grant you that, but at least they're going through their conference schedule. They're dominating their conference. They've won it 6 years in a row. They've got some good non-conference wins. You look back to Ohio State with the flag planting, barely lost to Georgia. If Lincoln Riley hadn't lost sight of who his quarterback was, where he took the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands, maybe that goes a little bit differently. Now, Lincoln Riley does have his warts. I'll grant you that. He's not a perfect coach. But again, I don't see how you rank Brian Kelly above Lincoln Riley. It makes no sense to me. I appreciate the effort that these guys go into to rank these guys. But then you look at, so I was hoping to look at Stuart Mandel, also from The Athletic. He also ranked his top 25 coaches. And I was expecting when I clicked on the link and I was going to go look at his, that Lincoln Riley might be above Brian Kelly, but he wasn't. Brian Kelly is still sitting above Lincoln Riley. And in fact, Brian Kelly in both of these rankings jumped Lincoln Riley. in Stuart Mandel's, he went from 6 to 3. In Bruce Feldman's, he went from 8 to 3. Again, somebody explain to me how Brian Kelly is a better football coach than Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley. I don't understand it at all. And yes, you know, you want to talk about a down year where he lost 2 games. But again, we talked about it earlier in the segment. Brian Kelly has a 4-8 season on his record. Right? Like, it's going to be really hard for anybody to convince me that Brian Kelly is a better football coach when they've disappointed. I mean, they've not been what everybody expects of them at Notre Dame. He's been at Notre Dame for a really long time at this point, you know, had some success at Cincinnati, but then since he's been at Notre Dame, you know, he's had 1, 2, 3, 5 loss seasons. He had a 4-loss season back in 2013. And then he had that 4-8 season in 2016. I mean, there's only 2 times that he's finished the season with 1 loss or fewer. And that was 2012. They went 12-1. And 2018, they went 12-1. Yes, they made a BCS championship game, but they lost it. You know, they've had some bowl success, but they haven't had any college football playoff success either. Brian Kelly is not a better college football coach than Lincoln Riley. And the 2020 season should not have any bearing on what you think of Lincoln Riley as a football coach. Yes, they lost a couple heartbreaking close games in Big 12 play, but they didn't get whopped. You know, they stormed back and they won their conference. You know, Notre Dame, they had a great win early in the season and then came up short in the ACC championship game. So, Stuart, Bruce, sorry, man, that's a nah. We'll talk about something fun coming up in the next segment because we don't want to spend our whole episode frustrated. But coming up next, we're going to talk about a couple former Sooner quarterbacks are going to match up in the NFL season in 2021 because the NFL added a new or another game. They're going to play a 17th game moving forward. So we'll talk about that next. Let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over. It's been long over. But you can still get in on some Sooners futures where you can bet on Spencer Rattler's chances to win the Heisman Trophy, Oklahoma's chances to win the college football playoff and the national championship. But you could also go and you can bet on the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, Major League Baseball is right around the corner. They've even got MMA odds, anything that you could think of. They even got awards and TV shows, reality TV. They can get you from real, or they give you real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So go to betonline.ag, use your promo code LOCKEDON, get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And Dave and I, we've been talking to you a lot about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. And now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness and it is the championship. We've got mint brownie versus coconut brownie chunk. And David talked to you about the coconut brownie chunk on yesterday's episode, but man, that mint brownie is fantastic. If you're like me and you like those thin mint Oreo cookies or those thin mint cookies that the Girl Scouts make, then you would love mint brownie. These things are fantastic. I've had protein bars all across brands, every brand that you can think of, and nothing holds a candle to Built Bar. I've got a box in my pantry. I've been eating on the coconut brownie chunk. I've also been eating on the mint brownie. And for my money right now, the mint brownie is the best. So go to builtbar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter to cast your vote and help them decide what is the best tasting protein bar in the Built Bar catalog. And remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com and check back to see who won and is the best tasting protein bar on the market. Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY app or wherever you get your podcasts. And now we got to talk a little bit about the NFL. Yes, we are in spring football for college. The NFL draft is still about a month away, or less than a month away at this point. But the NFL recently announced that they are going to add a 17th game to the schedule. It's the first change in games played since, I think, like 1979 or something like that. And so, yeah, the NFL will be adding a 17th game. And this year, the Arizona Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns will match up in Cleveland for their 17th game this year. And it's the second time that the Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield will face off since they originally matched up back in Kyler's rookie season in 2019. In that matchup, Arizona won 38-24, but it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Those kind of matchups, even though I'm not an Arizona Cardinals fan or a Cleveland Browns fan, those are one of those matchups that I really look forward to watching because it's your two quarterbacks. It's your two Heisman Trophy winners. It's just going to be all kinds of Oklahoma talk all week long, all game long as the broadcast breaks down. And what better way to just continue to fuel that debate of Kyler versus Baker than to have them match up on the football field. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, two really good offenses, you know, the Cleveland Browns led by Kevin Stefanski, the play caller, head coach play caller there, you know, they got Baker, they've got, I'm blanking on the running back's name, Nick Chubb. They've got great wide receiver play in Jarvis Landry. And then you got the Arizona Cardinals that have, obviously they got Kyler, they've got DeAndre Hopkins, they've got Christian Kirk out there. Again, great group of talented players, great play caller and Cliff Kingsbury. It's just going to be a fun matchup. I mean, these two, I think they enjoy that competitiveness, that little bit of rivalry that they've got going on. You know, they had a great time together in the quarterback room during Baker's last season with the Sooners. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody involved, for Oklahoma fans. And it's going to be big for the Oklahoma Sooners and the University of Oklahoma itself, because it just throws a lot of publicity on them. And I mean, it's going to come up. You know, people are going to talk about how, you know, they had back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, and then Jalen Hurts, who was a finalist the next year. And we talked about it on the show earlier this week about when are they going to get the Heisman or the trophy, or sorry, the statues up for Baker and Kyler. And, you know, maybe that's a great weekend to do it, or a few weekends before that. But it's just going to be fantastic football. I love the NFL. I love these kind of quarterback rivalries. You know, right now it's not to the level that maybe like a Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, or Tom Brady and Drew Brees was, you know, a decade and a half ago. But I think Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, I think this has a chance to be one of the young quarterback rivalries, especially across the conferences, because they don't play each other every year, that it's going to be only every so many years that they'll play each other. And so those matchups will be few and far between. So when we do get them, it'll just be extra special and we'll enjoy them that much more. But hey, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can follow myself at John9Williams, my partner David Walker at D_Walk74. You can also check us out on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast, or on Instagram at Locked On Sooners. And again, follow us wherever you get your podcast, on the Odyssey app, which is taking over for the radio.com app, or you can follow us on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Again, wherever you get your podcast, make sure you go and leave us a review. We'd love to hear your feedback. But until next time, and on the Friday episode, we're going to have Parker Thune on the show to give us a recruiting update. So make sure you check that one out as well. But for my partner, David Walker, and for the Locked On Podcast Network, we'll see you tomorrow. Boomer Sooner.